Transforming Gas-Rich Low-Mass Disky Galaxies into Ultra-Diffuse Galaxies by Ram Pressure, by Kirill Grishin et al. Faint extended elliptically shaped ultra-diffuse galaxies and slightly brighter and more compact dwarf elliptical and lenticular stellar systems are common in galaxy clusters. Their poorly constrained evolutionary paths can be studied by identifying young ultra-diffuse galaxy and dwarf elliptical analogues populated with bright, massive stars. Using data mining, we identified 11 such low-mass, 2T meteors 10 to the power of 8 lower than m_lower than 2T meteors 10 to the power of 9 m_Odo, galaxies with large half-light radii, 2.0 lower than 5 kpc, and recently quenched star formation in the Comar and Abel-2147 galaxy clusters. All galaxies happen to have ram pressure stripped tails with signs of current or recent star formation. Deep spectroscopic observations revealed rotating stellar disks containing 70.95% dark matter by mass. A large fraction of the disk stars, 10.60%, formed in intense star bursts 180.970 m ago, probably triggered by ram pressure. Observed global gradients of stellar age corroborate this scenario. Passive evolution in the next 10 year will transform 9 of the 11 galaxies into ultra-diffuse galaxies. If we assume a constant rate of galaxy infall, 44 p/16% of the most luminous present-day ultra-diffuse galaxies in coma must have formed via ram pressure stripping of disky progenitors. This was transforming gas-rich low-mass disky galaxies into ultra-diffuse galaxies by ram pressure, by Kirill Grishin et al.